Why are steaks in restaurants in Israel are not so good? Welcome, Shabbat Parashat Re'eh. Shalom, everyone. The steaks are not so good in Israel. Have you ever noticed that? If you visited Israel, you will see that we have great food. But the steaks, let's put it this way, every person who is a non-Jew, who comes to Israel and tastes our steaks, says something is not so good. Peter Luger, the famous Brooklyn restaurant that serves the best steaks in the world, is a place to go, maybe some places in Texas, but not in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. Because kosher steaks have a lot of salt in it. I'm starting by talking about steaks and salt because in this week portion, we are going to read three times about the story of not eating blood. Blood is the spirit, God says. Three times in this week portion and two in other place in the book of Vayikra. Why is it so important and crucial? Funny enough, in Jewish history, the connections between Jews and blood became almost the opposite. You remember in history, there was a story in the Middle Ages of the blood libels. This is where Jews were blamed to kill a non-Jewish kid and use his blood into making our matzot. I know it sounds absurd, it's unbelievable. Google it after that, but that was a phenomenon that happened mainly in Europe, but also in the Middle Eastern areas. And the story was, almost every year, there was a child that was missing. Now historians say it's mainly because of after the snow melts in those European countries, there were a lot of situations that kid died. And before they would find him, they would blame that the Jewish people need this ritual blood to use to for their matzah. Antisemitism was here and was always going to stay. But the absurd of connecting Jewish people with eating blood is mamash, is really the opposite. Because we just see in the verses how many times God says to us, don't eat blood, don't use blood. How severe we took this? That is the story of the steaks. When you shecht, when you kill an animal according to the kosher laws, and you prepare the meat before eating it, you need to salt it. And same goes as chicken. Why is that? Because you need to take out all the blood. We're not allowed to eat blood. When a Jewish person opens an egg, he doesn't open immediately to the fire, to the stove. He needs to open it into a cup to see there's not even one drop of blood. And if there's blood, he throws the whole egg. You know, liver has so much blood into it that even salting is not enough. And the only way to eat blood, to eat liver in Judaism, is to put it on the fire and fry them. Yes, this is how much blood is forbidden in Jewish customs and Jewish laws. Five times in the Torah. And the question is, why? Why is it so important and why it's so crucial and why we're reading about it so many times? The verse says in the book of Leviticus 17, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have assigned it to you for making atonement for your lives upon the altar. It is blood as life that effects atonement. Therefore, I say to Israelites people, no person among you shall partake of blood, nor shall the stranger who resides among you partake of blood. The story of receiving blood is connected to the story of the altar. When the animals are being sacrificed, their soul represented in the blood goes in the fire. It's sacrificing their soul and in a way repent and anoint on our soul as we pray. The Rambam, Maimonides, gives another explanation and he says it in many other ways. When you want to understand what was forbidden to the Jewish people, you need to understand that was what the cultures around the Jewish people did at their time. And eating blood was always a custom and is still a custom of strength. I used to live in Hong Kong and I saw it with my bare eyes, where people would drink in different places in Asia blood of animals, and that gave them power and gave them almost this vitality and passion. Yes, there's something in the blood that's not only representing life, it's almost drinking life itself. And when you drink an animal a blood or you consume it, the blood mixed in your blood and you become more like that animal, so-called. So the Rambam, Maimonides, talks about separating from the idol worshippers and the nations of that time. But on a deeper level, a rabbi explains something in a more moral perspective. In the beginning of the creation, God wasn't supposed to eat animals. Only after Noah flood, there was this release of understanding that if people would consume blood and animals, they will go against one another. So in a way, eating meat was a way of God telling us is, if you want to be cruel, do it on an animal. If you want to eat somebody, don't fight against your brother, eat an animal. But it wasn't the first choice. It wasn't a priority. And indeed, in a very higher moral perspective, and what might come in the end, we are not supposed to consume other animals. But when we do consume other animals, we need to remember that what we're doing is not a perfect deed. And when you're doing it, at least do it with a bit of humble. Don't eat the actual life symbol. Don't eat the blood. Don't consume the spirit of the animals. It's true that when the Torah talks about not eating blood, it always connects to other human beings murdered. Because that's what happened. When people are killing animals and they're consuming their blood, blood becomes nothing. It's not expensive, it's cheap, it's just blood. You don't think how blood is important, you will might go into a point of using and killing someone else because blood worth nothing. The truth is, when we are acting and when we're reading the mitzvot of Hashem and the rituals, we're trying to put our heads around it and we try to understand. But there are many levels that we don't understand. Why exactly no blood? We gave some opinions, but I am not sure that's the complete answer. I'm asking you, what do you think would be an answer that's going to explain to us not to consume blood? After the two opinions or three opinions I gave you, I want to tell you this. Being vegan in this world today is very trendy. We look at vegan people and we always put them in a place that, oh, you think that you're better than us, and you think that you always talk about it, not necessarily in a positive way. There is something to learn from them. I think that vegan people, vegetarian people, sometimes are a symbol to a more righteous place to be. I think that the world to come will be a place where we will make extra importance of caring of all creatures, animals alike. And when we see those people trying to act this way, we need to think of where they're coming from. And if they come from a right moral place, we should say to them, good for you. One day, we should all aim to be part of this, thinking before what we eat and caring about all world creatures. Shabbat Shalom.